It's very windy where I'm sitting. I'm on a jetty on Willen Lake, Milton Keynes. And it's the day before the Milton Keynes International Festival kicks off. And if you want to know more about the Milton Keynes International Festival, you can either go to their Twitter account, which is IFMKFest, or have the hashtag IFMKFest. I'm going to be doing some, you know, tweeting from the event. Today, I've just been out to get a taster of one of the events happening. Obviously, what I did was just kind of have a go with one of the props, because by the sounds of things, that the Illitopi Faux du Bassin, the waterfalls, is an absolutely huge show with pyrotechnics and crazy machines and people-powered machines and machine-powered machines, and everything is on the lake, and it sounds absolutely huge. I think it's almost sold out, actually, but I got to drive a car, a Fiat 500, on the lake. My feet are still a little bit damp, because I'm heavier than I look, believe it or not, and I don't think it was designed for two people. And I did get some video footage. Interestingly, whilst I was waiting to go out in the car, I popped into the pub and grabbed a Swift Half, which I never got a chance to even sip, because I knocked the entire half a pint of ale. Two tragedies there: losing the ale and knocking it over a brand new Canon video camera, which I hadn't even shot any footage on yet. So that was a little bit of a worry for a moment, but I very quickly turned it upside down, turned it off, ran to the toilet and stuck it into the hand dryer. So although it's a bit sticky, which is good for keeping a hold of it, I don't think there was any permanent damage. We'll see when I get the footage back. So I risked taking that, even though I did have a waterproof housing in a GoPro. There's not very good sound when you've got a waterproof housing. So I took that in the little car, and I took my phone, and I took that video camera. So there will be some footage. There's some live footage from the phone, but I think the lens was a bit steamy. It's on my Twitter account, @documentally. So this is going to be 10-day extravaganza, all kinds of crazy happenings happening in and around the Milton Keynes area. Art, music, sculptures, and events like this. And honestly, these French guys, they appear to be doing the impossible. I don't know who dreams this stuff up. It's like, let's drive cars and tow caravans and stuff on the water and have a play that's kind of reenacting the dream of a guy who's just been involved in a breakdown on the water and his head catches fire and all kinds of crazy stuff. And someone said, yeah, let's do it. and they have. And they've built these machines. And it's awesome. And I don't think you can see anything like this anywhere else. I'm currently looking out across the water at the man tending to the car, and there's also a caravan floating around willy-nilly. So, lots of fun. I'm going to try and catch this massive giant robot thing as well. I don't know if there's any music happening tonight, because it is technically the night before, but I did hear some practicing and rehearsals earlier on, so before I head off, I may go and have a quick wander around the Spiegel tent, which is itself a spectacle to see if you've never seen this incredibly ornate solid tent that moves its way around Europe. So onwards and upwards. The URL is www.ifmiltonkeynes.org, and you can find out loads more, and please do